Israel is hoping this drilling ship will help boost its offshore gas output. Energy and Power Company aims to bring the Karish field online later this year, something longtime enemy and neighbor Lebanon opposes. Officials say these are contested waters, and any development will be considered a provocation and hostile act.
Because for the Israelis and for the U.S., this is not a disputed zone. It is far away from the disputed zone because for the Israelis, the Lebanese borders are where Line 23 is located and according to what Lebanon had sent in 2011 to the UN. In Lebanon, there is total confusion and contradiction in statements and in positions.
Israel and Lebanon have been indirectly negotiating about the 860 square kilometer patch of sea. But in recent months, Lebanon expanded its claim, increasing the zone by 1,430 square meters, which included the Karish gas field. This led the talks to break down.
Lebanon has never legally laid claim to the Line 29 boundary. President Michel Aoun didn't sign a decree to rectify a map submitted to the United Nations, which would have affected Israel's ability to move ahead with the operations.
Hezbollah is the most powerful actor in the country and has fought wars with Israel in the past. A few weeks ago, it didn't just express opposition to negotiations with Israel over the dispute. Its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was confident no international firm would dare come to Karish or anywhere else in the disputed area if Hezbollah issues a clear and serious threat. So far, none has been made.
This is going to be a way for Hezbollah to gain as much as possible leverage to improve its position in government formation and in the selection of the forthcoming president. So if Hezbollah, for instance, looked the way around instead of starting a new confrontation with Israel on the southern border.
The Israeli Navy has been sent to protect the rig, but Lebanon's leaders have called for a U.S. envoy to return so that the parties can resume talking. It's a sign of de-escalation that appears to have been the result of backdoor negotiations. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.
Let's get more on this. We can speak to Neri Zibber. He's a journalist and an adjunct fellow of the Washington Institute. He joins us live now from Tel Aviv. Does Israel have legal jurisdiction over this particular piece of water, if you like?
Well, in Israeli minds, they do. They're on firm ground, so to speak, in these naval waters. The Israeli government has very clearly said today and in recent days that this is fully part of its exclusive economic zone, its maritime waters, and that it's not part of the small area in dispute with Lebanon that has been in mediation now for several months.
How are these maritime borders determined?
Well, initially it was UN mediation, and there was an exchange of maps, as your correspondent alluded to, but more recently, there has been U.S. mediation, rather, between Israel and Lebanon, indirectly, trying to come to some kind of compromise over that smaller part of the disputed gas field and economic waters. There had seemed to be some progress made, at least last year, with regard to these talks, but it seems like domestic politics in Lebanon, primarily the role of Hezbollah, eventually undermined these talks and put a stop to them. The hope now is that this latest spat and diplomatic escalation will perhaps lead to renewed talks. That's at least what the Israeli government is calling for earlier this morning.
What's at stake here for Israel?
Well, I think what's at stake for Israel is this would be the third offshore natural gas field to come online. So obviously that helps with Israel's own energy security. And big picture, Israel is looking to export additional natural gas to Europe, whether through liquefied form or through, in future, a pipeline. So in terms of Israel, the stakes are primarily, I think, economic. For Lebanon, though, I think the stakes are much higher. We all know that it's going through a major energy crisis, an economic crisis, if not a political crisis, and that any kind of natural gas field that comes online may be able to ameliorate those domestic problems inside Lebanon. At least that's the hope.
Israeli media reporting that the Navy is now deploying a version of its Iron Dome anti-missile system onto that disputed sea border. Do you think Israel could go to war over this?
No, I don't believe so. The deployment of Iron Dome in its naval format and other security measures are not new and not unique to this specific gas rig and this specific natural gas offshore field. These are precautions that have been taken now for several years to safeguard what Israel views as a strategic asset offshore. And I don't believe Lebanon, despite the rhetoric coming out of Beirut, and Hezbollah in particular, will go to war over natural gas. There are other areas of dispute between Israel and Hezbollah primarily that could touch off a war. I don't believe natural gas is one of them.
Okay. Neri Ziba, journalist and adjunct fellow at the Washington Institute. Thank you.